What's up, everybody? Jay-Z says no to the Super Bowl, and we're talking hurricanes and earthquakes and all that and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week. Your turn goes when the weather flows. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three.
This is still a classic. I never get tired of this song.
I mean, it's Jay-Z,
right? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. I'm your host, Daryl Kristen. Joining me today is Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
He was doing a little snake there.
A little half snake. At the table so I don't fall off and my headphones don't fall off.
Oh, okay, all right. You're giving it a good look. All right. DJ Jesse J.
What's up?
And we got a very special guest today because we're going to be talking about a lot of things, a lot of topics, and the new Kingsman movie. But we have actor, director, writer, and celebrity master barber Louis T. Powell in the house.
Hey,
that was your crowd sound effect,
woo,
right?
Woo. Hey, look, it sounded great.
So we're going to do something different on the show today. We obviously always going to talk about hot topics, but he's going to line us up today. Jesse and I are going to take turns kind of getting a little fresh up, you know, fresh cut, do a little things, groom us a little bit. And it's all in conjunction with the new Kingsman movie, Golden Circle, which releases actually midnight tonight, technically.
Can't wait.
You can go to the movie theaters tomorrow and see it in all, you know, nationwide.
That commercial, though?
That commercial. We got a little clip right here we're going to play for you guys so you get a little feel about what the movie's going to be all about.
We have a new mission.
The name Golden Circle keeps coming up. And they've got to be planning something major.
How about this?
Put him in the mince room.
If you save the world, you know what that means.
I'm all about it. I was feeling the first one. Colin Firth in the first one was just... He killed it, you know. And, you know, Samuel. And I tried to get a little scoop to see if Samuel was going to be in this one, but I wasn't told anything. So I was just told I got to go see it. So we'll check it out. I'm going to start this lineup process, and we'll get into some hot topics.
And shout out to the Art of Shaving over here with these Kingsman Limited products right here, the Aftershave Balm. Yo, I used this stuff before. Popping.
You love
it. It feels like just butter,
butter on your face.
Ooh, all right. Well, we came in with that Jay-Z.
Yes, we did.
Honey, well, Jay-Z ain't coming with the NFL.
No.
So apparently for the Super Bowl, they was like, yo, Jay, you want to perform for the halftime show? And he's like, nah.
What? Nah.
And people are saying, his team is saying, look, he's not interested in it. He has other things going for himself right now that he's focused on. But people are wondering if this is actually, you know, because he's homies with Colin Kaepernick, and maybe this is his way of boycotting the NFL.
Maybe, a little bit. He shouted out Colin Kaepernick at his show back in New York, I think it was, or whenever it was, a couple weeks ago. So I vote yes on that. Go Jay-Z. But it is kind of sad because... the NFL sucks for what they have done and choices they have made, but it would have been kind of dope if,
have Jay-Z, that would have been kind of epic.
I would have been like, yay, another halftime show
and
I actually want to watch. But I'm with him on it, though. I'm glad he is not going for it.
Were you just hoping that Beyonce was going to come back on?
No.
I mean, it would have been nice if Beyonce, like, popped up and they did a little something together, because I've never...
I thought you were saying another Beyonce show. Like, I love you, girl.
No, we don't want just a Beyonce show, per se. I mean, that's a lie. I will always want just a Beyonce show, but it would be dope if she was there.
I just hope now it's like, okay, you tried to go for Jay-Z, so now let's stick in that realm. Let's not go for, like, a Tom Petty. Is he still alive? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, nobody... I don't really know who that is, but I'm saying, like, I'm hoping that that's not, like, the route that they're going to take, you know, so, you know, and I know Taylor Swift's name been popping up, and, you know, I know she got a new album out, but let's stay in this realm of hip-hop. I think that we could bring that back.
I don't want to see Taylor Swift perform at the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to stay in the hip-hop world, because I feel like we're finally, you know, ever since Janet... ruined it for everyone, her and Justin.
She did not ruin it. Justin ripped it too hard.
She had a damn nipple pasty on. She knew what was happening.
At least she had a pasty on. What if she didn't have nothing on?
Well, then I would be Janet Jackson.
Then it would have been real upset.
Honey, Miss Nasty, if you... Okay, girl, you need to...
I wasn't
But I'm
complaining.
Just saying, I'm sure you weren't, sir, but there were lots of mothers across the state
Justin,
that were...
It's a boob! It's ridiculous that that was such a big deal.
But
it was
at
a boob!
The time,
it was a boob. It still was just a boob.
We didn't want that. But the NFL didn't want that. And so what happened was, then they gave us a whole bunch of boring years of halftime performances because of it.
But
didn't so,
Britney perform after that, or that was before?
No, Britney did Britney, before.
No, she did it with Aerosmith and NSYNC and Nelly and Mary J. Blige.
Gotcha.
I want those.
I love that.
I want those. I want the when they bring back like the multiple people. It's not just one concert. Like,
yeah.
I want like
multiple
five different big
in
artists.
And, yeah.
But I don't want it to be like a Lil Uzi concert. Like, please.
I still don't know who Lil Uzi is.
I know.
Sorry. Is he different from the Uzi Vert, or is that the same thing?
Girl, you...
Because I don't know. And I'm being real honest. No,
I thought it was a gun, but...
So did I. It is, right? I think it's spelled differently.
And speaking of mass destruction, so I don't know about y'all, but honey, I called Courtney at like 11 o'clock at night the other day because I thought a bomb went off in my house. I was laying up against my bed with my face, charcoal face mask on.
This is Jesse.
I was just laid up, rest in peace. And I started dozing off watching the Golden Girls. And all of a sudden my back was thrown up like from the beginning of Mary Poppins. I was like, what the heck? There was a goddamn earthquake. And
I was driving in the car. I didn't feel it.
Nobody that was out felt it. It was weird.
But if you was at home, you felt it real good.
Sure.
It moved. My building moved.
It was like a 3-point something.
It was a 4.6, I believe.
I can't.
Yes.
I'm just glad my glass mirror didn't break off.
I'm glad none of my dishes fell out the cabinets and all that kind of stuff, because I don't want to have to deal with
it. But
that.
It's weird, because I always thought, like, when things like that happen, like, your animals sense it.
They usually
My
do.
Dogs was just standing up, like...
Maybe but is that normal for them to just be standing up?
No, that's not. But they look
so
like
they
ghosts. Like, I thought,
they were scared as fuck.
I thought
like,
that was paranormal activity. I was like, wait a minute.
My dog didn't do nothing. She was laying on the couch like this, and then I was like, bitch, you didn't warn me. Like nothing. She didn't move. She nothing. She was just chilling.
You're like, where's the food?
Right. So I got nervous because then I called Courtney and she's like, well, you know, they say when you hear a really strong. Really strong one. Wait 30. So I stay on the phone 2 minutes with this girl.
Because I had literally just read an article about the big one that's supposed to hit Southern California. And they said that they're predicting that what will happen is like a moderate sized earthquake will happen. And then we have 30 seconds before the big one hits. So you
Which
have like 30 seconds
could be
to
like
get
a 10.
Under a table
you
or
really
whatever.
Say what
it's
like in your door frame?
No, it's usually under a table, like a strong, if you have like just a straight wooden table or something that you can get under to block it. No. All I got is glass. All I got is my old. The only thing I got is a little narrow desk that's like in my kitchen that I can sort of get under. And I mean,
I have a tall square wooden table in the kitchen, but I have a Great Dane.
Y'all, we're doomed.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be in there like
you get like a 9.0. I don't know what you're gonna do.
No, I'm gonna piss myself.
Like, exactly.
I'm gonna cry. I'm just hoping I'm not naked or on the toilet. That's all I ask. Like I just don't want to be naked. I don't want to be on the toilet, and I want to have my glasses on.
And don't
look, you ain't lying.
And I'm glad. Here's something. Don't run outside, because my first instinct was
to
be
run.
Like, run.
Well, that's what I thought you were supposed to.
No, did you see San Andreas Fault?
Structure.
I mean, you could try get in your door frame. You could try get in your door frame. I mean, because then there's like a door smashing on you and you try, whatever. I don't know. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I'm scared.
Well, I'm saying all this because if you was paying attention to what's been going on in Mexico, honey, they had a death toll of 225 people because the Pacific Ocean is basically sliding under the North American plate right now, and they had one of the biggest earthquakes in over, I want to say it was 10 to 15 years.
That was like the anniversary of their last earthquake in like 1986, that was like, or something like that.
225 people dead. Like,
they're still digging people out right now.
So all this stuff happening around the world right now. We just had a topic last week talking about these hurricanes.
Another hurricane
hit Puerto Rico. Hurricane Maria.
Hurricane Maria.
I'm like, Maria, sit down, girl, because they don't need to fix it up. But now they're talking about, because of this hurricane, they're looking at 4 to 6 months with
no electricity on the whole island.
And they're talking about how much there's contamination of food. And food.
You know,
they can't even bring it in. Quickly for all the people that are just dealing with the devastation.
3.5 million people. Winds of up to 155. I'd be dead. I would be up in the air, flown across the wind. Like that's more than I weigh.
That's true. It's crazy.
Talking about the possibility of one more coming behind it too.
Yeah, it's already like forming or something in south of it. It's scary. And that was the second earthquake in Mexico, by the way, because Mexico just had an earthquake that was major on the coast, on the other coast, like 2 weeks ago. So
what the good thing is what I've been reading is that, you know, the U.S. has been very supportive in trying to help with all the means of these individuals and helping them, you know, get someplace.
Because they're American citizens, technically.
Well, yes, but their action with it has been very quickly.
That's good.
Or quick. And then the thing is with Hurricane Maria, I'm wondering where all those people go. Like, where do they go?
Yeah. That's part of the problem. They don't have anywhere to go. And they said they only have shelter for, like, I think 55,000 people on the island. And there's some, like, 3 million or 10 million or something that actually are there. So you do the math. That don't really add up.
I can't imagine not having electricity for 6 months or any type of, you know, formation of that. Because, I mean, after a day, when the electricity goes out here for a thunderstorm, I get upset. That's
You're mad. You're mad. Like, where's my cable? I want it back. Do y'all have earthquake slash whatever disaster prepared kits?
Oh, I don't, but...
Neither of you have.
No. Listen, me personally.
How about our
guest?
No, I keep one.
You keep one. Okay,
I got an
earthquake
kit in the back of my trunk. So
me too, boo.
Yeah,
I got one in my car.
And one in my house.
But my thing is, like I be looking at people that have kits at the house. I'm like, I live in Santa Clarita, so what if I'm 40 minutes away?
Yeah,
an earthquake hit.
Yeah, you need one in your car and you need one in your house.
But the night that I called you, luckily, so my boyfriend's mama she left it in the house, and it's all these wrapped up water bottles, little snacks, and all that. I was like, well, I'm good for at least 7 days.
You were supposed to keep single dollar bills, like a roll, ideally like at least a roll of 100
dollar
bills. Because once the earthquake happens and like when they're trying to get people start trading stuff for money and if all you got is a 50, like you ain't gonna get $50 for a single bottle of water.
Yeah, they did say
three cans of, you know, beans for $50.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I went to Costco and spent over $500, so I'm good on trade.
You can trade toilet paper.
Trade goods.
All in bulk.
But that's why they say you should have at least some singles, a roll of singles, and then have your prepared kit.
We're going to be like The Walking Dead, y'all.
Yo, I believe that. That's what got me on the treadmill. I ain't even going to lie. I was afraid of the zombie apocalypse, and I was like, what if I can't run? Because, like, I don't have no stamina right now.
Got you on the treadmill.
No lie. I'm kidding. Because you sit and you think and you're like, okay, they be running all the damn time. Like, I can run, yes, but I'm going to get tired every once in a while. So I was like, I need to build my stamina. It's not just about getting in shape. I need to have some stamina because what if I got to run for like 4 miles to get away from something? I ain't going to do that like a normal, like in my normal life. So I got to practice. Got me on the treadmill.
That is a t-shirt, though, for real.
That's a t-shirt.
That's real.
You should hit up AMC.
Hit them up. Be like, y'all got me running.
Get your 15%.
Y'all got me running. All right. Well, is that all you got, Jesse?
Sure is.
That's it? Okay. Well, we'll move on to something even more interesting. Jesse's favorite topic, Scientology.
Illuminati. Oh, I mean Scientology.
So this week, our favorite Scientologist or former Scientologist, Ms. Leah Remini, was in the news again because she was talking about other folks and their businesses with the Scientologies. And she brought up Ms. Jada Pinkett Smith, and she was doing an interview, and she basically said, quote, I know Jada's in. I know Jada's in. She's been in Scientology a long time. I never see Will Smith there, but I saw Jada at the Celebrity Center. They opened up a Scientology school and have since closed it. But Jada, I had seen her at the Scientology Celebrity Center all the time. So everybody's like, wait, hold up. Like, it's always been sort of rumored, like, are Will and Jada really in Scientology? Like, what's kind of going on? And then everybody kind of took Leah Remini and was like, yo, I mean, she real about the Scientology stuff, and she exposing everybody, so maybe she telling the truth. We hadn't heard none from Jada yet. Then Jada decided, I'm going to tell my business my way on Twitter. And she went to Twitter, and she said the following in response to these accusations made by Ms. Leah Remini. She said, I recently lit Shabbat candles with Rabbi Bentley at Temple Sinai. I am not Jewish. I have prayed in mosques all over the world, but I am not Muslim. I have read the Bhagavad Gita, but I am not a Hindu. I have chanted and meditated in some of the most magnificent temples on earth, but I ain't a Buddhist. And I have studied Dianetics and appreciate the merits of study tech. But I am not a Scientologist. I practice human kindness, and I believe that we each have the right to determine what we are and what we are not. No one else can hold that power. And then Page Six was like, well, we're going to call the Scientology Center in L.A. just to check and see if they got her name down on the list. And they called the Scientology Center in L.A.
Anyway. I mean, that would be pretty information.
This is what they said. The Scientology Center in L.A. said, quote, I don't know who Jada Pinkett is. Maybe you should call her and ask her. End quote. That's a suspect answer. Why you think it's suspect, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's
y'all don't buy it.
I would rather them actually be like, "Sorry, we can't," you know, say who comes to our place, like, versus saying we don't know who she is. Maybe you should contact her. Exactly. Like, well, I'd be like, "Judy, get off the phone. Who is the operator here at Scientology? Kind of professional.
Why is she Judy? Oh my God!
Well, I feel like Jana's been real vocal this year with a lot of things. She was vocal on All Eyes.
She got a movie or show coming out.
She had Girls Trip out, so that's why she was so vocal, because she was doing all them interviews and getting asked all this stuff.
I'm surprised she's being so honest about things.
You think she's being honest?
Well, that's true.
Is she a Scientologist, you think?
I think
so. Do you believe her?
Do I believe that she's not?
Yeah. No. You don't believe she's not?
No.
Do you believe she's not?
I don't really know nor care, to be quite honest. She can do whatever she wants. They're weird. They're very strange people. They do things that are, you know.
They do things that are
I don't know. Like, I think, I don't know if they are, but I feel like I agree with that answer. I believe that she has done all those things. 100%.
Yeah.
Nah, so, you know what?
And if where she was a Scientologist, wouldn't she just say it? When asked directly?
Because they are proud of it, right?
Yeah, when asked directly, it wouldn't be a secret.
Because Tom says he's a Scientologist, right?
Everybody
knows. Yeah, but he liked the face of it. Like, he made a show based off that man. Like,
what do you think about Leah's...
I love it. Live for it. Yep, go ahead, girl.
She's insane.
I love it.
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
It's all
I'm surprised she ain't dead, though.
Oh, geez.
I'm just saying, like, the way she be talking, she's like, they come to your office with manila folders and try to slander your name. I'm like, at this point, girl, you've done slandered the entire corporation. Like, I'm surprised someone ain't put a little toot-toot in your drink.
I feel like they're... Okay, so have you guys ever watched the show The Path on Hulu?
No.
It's like an original series. The guy that was in Breaking Bad, the young guy, Aaron... What was his name? Aaron. He won all the Emmys.
He played Jesse?
Aaron Paul. He's the star in that series. And they call the writers and creators are like, it's not about Scientology, but it's like very much the vibe of what Scientology was. It's about this like cult group situation, religion, whatever, I don't know what you call it, and he gets out of it and how they like have to disown you and how they sort of like threaten him and follow him around afterwards. Like, they're not actually trying to kill you, they're just trying to like intimidate you and like really in some ways trying to get you to come back. So it's a very excellent series that sort of illuminates interesting.
Have you seen The Arrangement on E?
No, I have not.
So I think, and I tried to ask the actors on the carpet, but they were like, no, we don't even know what that means. I'm like, girl, bye. It basically is like Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes and like them meeting each other and her coming into the world of like...
Is that what it's about?
Low key, if you watch it, it's kind of like, okay.
They're not called Tom and Katie.
Yeah, clearly. Like, and it's more modern
Kevin
and hot and like... Whatever it is. But yeah, like, it's like the whole thing is like, I forget what they call whatever it is that he is a part of. It's not
a group.
Yeah, it's like the cult or whatever. But it's like, they are so, how they try to brainwash the girl and they keep her out of it. So it's like, there's almost levels to it where it's like, there are some people who you think are a part of it, but they really aren't. And the group doesn't even want them to be a part of it. They only have them around to kind of play the innocent character of it. But they do things to protect that person to a certain extent. I don't know. It was interesting. But watch, check that out. The first season series. I don't know if it got
picked
up again.
The Arrangement. Okay. Check out The Arrangement and check out The Path. I think there's two seasons of The Path on Hulu.
On Hulu.
The third one should be out soon. Or maybe it's the fourth. I don't remember. But check it out. All right. Speaking of checking things out, you might want to check out some of y'all senators and holler at them if you live in a few states that might be voting for this bullshit. Sorry. I'm not supposed to give my opinion first. I'm supposed to give the topic and the information and then judge. We have a new healthcare bill that's coming down the pipeline. All this hurricane and earthquakeness had everybody all distracted, thinking about other stuff, while secretly home dudes were Bill Cassidy and what's his name, Lindsey Graham, were back in the back rooms coming up with another healthcare bill because they're still trying to get rid of Obamacare in every way they possibly can. Basically, they're about to vote on this bill next week. It's called the Cassidy-Graham bill. And they only need 50 votes out of the 52 Republicans to vote for the bill. So basically what it's doing, it's essentially getting rid of Medicare, not getting rid of it, getting rid of the spending that was allowed under Obamacare for Medicare. So it's not allowing the expansion of Medicare. For those of y'all that don't know, Medicare helps a whole lot of people in this country. Additionally, they're taking away the individual mandate. because they don't want to force people to have to buy insurance. They don't think the federal government should be doing that at all, and so they don't want to force us to do it. And they are basically giving a block of funds to the states so that the states can determine how they want to spend the money on healthcare instead of letting the federal government sort of determine what it's going to be, which means from state to state, obviously the requirements would be very, very different from state to state, and you never know what you're going to get. The California will be drastically, drastically affected by this. Our senators aren't really on the line in terms of those who could switch the vote around. So they're kind of already on our side in that, or on the side of people that are okay with Obamacare for now and obviously still want change. But so the vote will come up next week. If they pull it through, they have till September 30th before the Democrats can filibuster them, which then will require 60 votes for them to overcome any objections to the bill. The people that were sort of not, that were on the fence, that were Republicans last time, are still on the fence this time, which can determine which way this vote goes. And that it, well, Rand Paul basically said, hell no, I'm not voting for this. This is still not repealing Obamacare, and it's still not something that we want. John McCain from Arizona, Maine Senator Susan Collins, and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski are basically the three people that will potentially determine whether or not this passes, because it depends on their vote, because they're the three that are sort of like been in the middle of the line, and they were the Republicans that turned on the Republican bill the last time.
So if it passed, how quickly would it be going?
We don't have all those details. I would assume that it would start to take effect the fall next year. And switch everything around. So,
honey,
I don't know. And they think, I mean, after it goes through the Senate, it still has to pass through the House, but Paul Ryan thinks that it will definitely get through the House if they can get it through the Senate. And it's very possible that it's going to make it through the Senate this time. Mind you, they have not received the information from the Congressional Budget Office that assesses what the true cost of the bill is going to be.
Of course.
So they're trying to pass something that they don't have all the information on that's literally affecting the entire nation of citizens.
Well, let me get my stuff fixed before y'all vote on this.
And it's a mess because companies that like do healthcare are trying to figure out like, well, what are we even doing like in this next year? Because we don't know what's happening with the laws and it's all a mess, but that's where we're at. So especially in those states, Arizona, Maine, and what's the other one? Alaska. Who's in Alaska? Anybody in Alaska? Y'all just call your girl and be like, hey, we supported you last time when you voted no. We need you to vote no again, because this still ain't right. It needs to change, but this ain't it.
But do you think it's really going to change, though?
Is it what going to change? They're going to continue to try to do something to healthcare. If this doesn't pass, something else will come up eventually again. Because they know Obamacare is not perfect. Nobody believes that, not even the people that passed it. So they want to fix it or try to make it better. But
you have to do it before you start rolling the ball.
And you actually have to like do the work to figure out what works and what doesn't work before you just be like,
they just don't
categorically disapprove because it is Obamacare.
Yep, and it's tied to this man. That's what I feel they don't care for it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but
Obamacare was a start. I mean,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, it was a start. Exactly. So, and it was the Affordable Care Act. Right. They labeled it Obamacare so people would start to hate it because they hated Obama.
Exactly.
The marketing worked, guys. We fell for it. So anyway.
Well, you know, interesting enough, this week has not been a lot of Trump news. Who knows? Maybe it's because of
there's been a lot of Trump news because he's been at the UN all week.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, it's been not as...
He said he was going to blow up North Korea.
Damn.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at that.
He literally said he was going to fucking blow them up away. Yeah. He did say that. He did.
It went a little bit radio silent
after. It did.
Yeah.
We're just like, yeah. Can't believe that he even said that.
The best thing of the week, though, with him at the UN, just because you brought that up, did y'all see the footage of when he was speaking to the African leaders? And y'all need to Google that.
That look gangster.
Just Google that. Just Google that.
Can we watch it? Can we pull that?
Trump speaks to the African leaders, and the fact that if you find it, pull that up. And they just look like I just want to reclaim my time after this experience. Like it is the funniest. They are so done with him, and the fact that he kept calling Namibia,
it's a video,
Nambia,
Steven,
was a mess. So anyway, that was, it's funny. Anyway, so yes, that is all I got for this week. And Daryl's still getting his perfect front line going on.
Perfect front line. This is actually before we get into the ER Web Stories Spotlight of the Week, which I'll be talking about. If you are just tuning in to this week and you are hearing the Clippers and watching our hair get picked up or getting cut, we are doing this for the Kingsman, the new movie that's coming out tomorrow.
One second. Can you hear him in the booth? Just barely. Okay, I'm like, we're going to have to speak for you a little bit.
Just let them know why I'm getting my hair cut.
He's getting his hair cut because
we got the new movie, The Kingsman, right? It's coming out tonight, The Golden Circle. And we going, you know what I mean?
They have a whole line of beautiful products.
Yes, with the Art of Shaving right here. It's a limited edition. Y'all can check this out. And if you haven't used this product, I have. And it is epic. Like I said earlier in the show, it feels like, but this pre-shave oil smells delicious. And
when make you make a man smell good.
Yep. And it's like, you ever get like, I'm not going to look at you.
Yes, as I shave my beard.
When you shave your face.
Next.
What you trying to say, Jesse?
No, but you can get that irritableness, right? But that pre-shave oil, when you irritation. Put that on. Ooh, it smells like, I don't know if it had tea tree or something. Oh, this one says bourbon. So that's probably.
Ooh, is it liquor? We could drink.
I would not do that.
I'm totally kidding.
But it feels amazing on you. It's and then you put this cream on it, and it just, like the Kingsman. And then they also gave us these little anxiety things, which, you know, I be having anxiety all the time. So I'm just going to be up here spinning this.
Anxiety spinners.
And it's like, it looked like a weapon, but I ain't going to throw it because I'll probably break something.
It looks like you could be in the Kingsman.
Dario looked like he in the Kingsman. Like Lou going to kill him with them scissors.
Those are some big scissors.
Let's explain a little bit of the importance of grooming and why this all ties into the movie, too.
I mean, you know, it's a gentleman. You know, when you put a suit on. Same thing when you're doing you put a haircut on. It's like it's throwing a jacket on.
Right,
you're walking in and you're looking distinguished. You got to look from head to toe. Everything has to be dapper, just like in The Kingsman.
Yeah. Okay, well, you better put a commercial out.
We're just going to keep listening to you talk.
Do you have a book series on Kindle?
Come on, man.
Audible?
Disclaimer.
I'm going to put it out there with you right there.
Oh, yeah. So he's currently clipping Dario's curls.
But rumor has it is that Lee Daniels got a new two new TV shows with Fox.
He does. So, are you going to be able to hear me if I tell you?
You can tell them what it is, and we'll have to repeat you.
We'll reiterate it.
So the two books, actually, we're going
to looks like you're finishing up, and it's Jesse's turn now.
I'm going to do the quick little swap out.
Oh, he got a dust.
Look how he just gets dusted out. Look how fresh Dario looks. Give a slow little turn.
That line in the front is like, yes, moisturizing, and oh, look at that.
I can feel it.
I'm kind of jealous.
Dario, look.
I want to hear
5 years younger.
I know.
And I'm back.
Like,
I'm
who
back.
Are you? Switching
back.
It up.
Switching it up. Exciting. Thank you. My man got me fresh. Lewis is in the house. All right. So thank you guys for being patient with us.
Jay.
So what we have now is the ER Web Story Spotlight of the Week. And we will do our own music.
We might have a sound effect.
We have a sound effect. Okay, so Courtney, you started saying this, and Jesse, we have Lee Daniels, who is already killing it right now with Empire and Star on Fox, obviously.
He is
the co-creator and EP of both of those shows.
Yes,
well, now he has just sold two new shows to Fox. One is called Victory, which is a gospel choir drama, and the other is called East of Hope, which is a multiracial soap opera. So apparently, this is a little bit of description for both of the shows. Victory is set in the world of competitive gospel choirs. It tells the inspirational story of a prodigal son and a group of forgotten young people who must rise above their personal hardships to save a church and heal a broken community through the power of song.
Oh, jeez. This is like Sister Act.
It's like Sister Act meets Glee meets...
I love it.
Meets, well, I guess sort of like Star, too.
Because church choir is going to be some good drama.
Oh, you know that's right. You know, I mean, you look how successful Greenleaf is doing,
No, and that's not even just about the choir. Is a whole situation by itself.
It's a whole other situation.
For those of y'all that have been in choir, y'all know what I'm talking about.
I know that's right. Well, the other show, East of Hope, is a multiracial soap set in an all-American working class town, which centers around two families divided by the past events, or by a past event, and it makes it sound like it's one individual event that kind of is dividing
it's
everyone.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
And reconnected by blood. Both tie their hopes and dreams to a high school basketball team, which they say is going to set and have them have a better life, set their lives better and make it everything better. So
a multiracial soap.
A multiracial soap. I mean,
Listen, Lee definitely puts a signature on everything, so I'm sure that if Fox is buying it, you know, there definitely is some...
Fox is buying whatever he's selling at this point, because Star and Empire were enormous for them. So go Lee. Selling, brother.
Keep selling, and maybe you'll find yourself at the Emmys next year with several of these other groundbreaking people that I'm about to mention right now. Hopefully you did watch the Emmys. I thought it was a really good show as far as like some of the
Jesse didn't like it. I tried to watch I watched a little bit of it. I was on a shoot, so I was watching it on my phone a little bit, but then I had to pay attention to what I was doing, so I couldn't watch it. But I did watch like the highlights and the after, and I watched all the speeches that I was excited about.
This year there were a couple of groundbreaking things for some African Americans, for the winners. For example, Sterling K. Brown, obviously the star of This Is Us. He won his second time.
Second in a row
For the first black actor lead in an outstanding lead actor role in nearly 20 years, they said. This hasn't happened in literally 20 years. Donald Glover won 2 Emmys that night for his show, obviously, Atlanta. And he became the first African-American to win an award for directing a comedy.
I mean,
that's huge, you know.
It's a big deal.
And then Lena Waithe. She became the first African-American woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing. She stars on the Netflix series Master of None with Aziz Ansari.
It is the best.
I haven't watched it. I heard a lot of great things about it. Obviously, it's
so good. And that episode, because they were nominated for Thanksgiving for writing, it's fantastic.
I heard it's really good.
It's fantastic. Should check it
out. So kudos to them. So I know there was a little bit of drama surrounding the show because of the fact that some people were upset about Sterling's speech being cut off and... but he's made a statement actually.
He kept talking.
He said, I'm not upset. He was in a statement I saw, he said, you know, don't be upset. He said, my speech was actually pretty long.
Yeah. So, it was long. You know. And he kept talking anyway over the music that was playing and whatever. But it's really funny.
It's typical.
It is typical. And it's not just because he was black, I don't think.
Well,
but,
that's what a lot of people were trying to make it into. Yeah. I didn't see it that way.
I didn't see it that way either. But I did die laughing because obviously black Twitter. Gives me life. And when they were going on and on about how they let Nicole Kidman recite the whole Bible didn't turn her off.
That was the thing.
I was dying, but it's good. I mean, the jokes that come out of it are all worth it in the end. So, but I'm glad he won. He's awesome.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, there were some groundbreaking things that happened, and we just have to applaud that, you know, look at the positive of that.
Yeah.
So.
What did you think of a lot of, there was a little controversy of Issa Rae on the red carpet when somebody asked her, like, who she was rooting for on, and she said, I'm rooting for everybody black. And people are like, reverse racism! She's racist!
I mean, listen, I think that we are equipped to be able to say that at this stage in life. So, sorry, white folks, if you felt like it was racist. I mean,
I am rooting for everybody black.
I was rooting for everybody black, too. I'm not going to lie.
Ditto.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong.
Because all them times that there were only white people nominated, y'all was rooting for white people. Right. Did I call you a racist?
Right.
We trying to make up for lost time.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we just gone off a year ago of Oscar So White.
Let us be damn excited, okay? Can we please just be excited and y'all not be mad about something? But
exactly. Well, it was a great show. Well, I think there's hope for other things to come. That I think these are slow processes of opening up windows for other opportunities in the future. And there's a lot more people who are writing, a lot more women writing, directing, producing. There's a lot more African Americans and people of color who are doing a lot more things as well. So I think this is a slow process of opening up a window for more opportunities.
For sure. Yeah. People keep selling shows like Lee.
Keep selling. That's what they say. That's what they've been saying. If you want to see us on there, we got to sell it and write it.
We got to write it and put it up and make it happen.
You gotta create your own narratives.
That's the truth.
All right. Well, that's all I got for today.
All right.
We're going to, go out to Jesse getting a haircut. He's getting lined up, looking smooth over there. But Courtney, where can fans find you?
You guys can find me everywhere on the Twitters and Instagrams or whatever at Stuart Starlet.
And isn't Jesse's Instagram, I should know it by now.
Jesse's is DJ Jesse J.
And you can find me at Daryl Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Lewis, where can everybody find you?
Everybody can find me at Lewis T. Powell.
He just kept it simple.
Nice and easy.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Hit him up because my man's cuts are the business.
All right.
And then also go check out the Kingsman Golden Circle tomorrow night. Halle Berry's in it. Channing Tatum. Colin Firth. The list goes on and on.
It goes on and on and on and on. Not Brad Pitt.
No, not Brad Pitt. No.
Julianne Moore?
Julianne Moore is also
I love her.
So, and I think that Samuel Jackson's going to pop up, but I, you know,
he's just going to pop up in a scene.
I hope so.
We'll see. I hope so.
We need to look at IMDb Pro and be like, did he get credited?
Right. That's what I should have looked. You're right. Yeah. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Get your hair cut. Call up Lewis and get your hair cut, and we'll see you next week.
Be a gentleman.
Peace.
Be a gentleman.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.